Hi, my name is Inogushe Jagavu. Well, I'm going to interview Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike. Welcome to the RX Radio. Please tell me more about yourself.
Okay, so I am running the allergy and asthma division here at Red Cross Hospital. And so I see children with asthma and hay fever and skin problems like eczema and even some bad things like food allergies and allergies to medicines.
Explain, what do you do at the allergy clinic?
Well, at the allergy clinic, the children come to us to try and find out what's the problem that they're having. And then sometimes we have to spend a lot of time with them asking lots of questions. And then we do some tests. We do some tests on their skin. And sometimes we even have to take blood tests from the children to tell us what they might be allergic to. And then if we find out what they're allergic to, we can help them by getting them to either avoid the thing that they're allergic to or give them medicines to make them feel better even if they can't avoid it.
When did you start working with children?
I started working with children when I was still training as a doctor, and I always enjoyed working with the children rather than with the adults, which is why I decided to become a children's doctor. But that was so long ago, and if I tell you, then you're going to work out how old I am, and I'm not going to tell you that.
What are the most common allergic conditions amongst children?
So the most common allergic condition amongst children is probably hay fever, which affects about 30% of all children in this country. So that's one in three children has got some problem with their nose because of an allergy. And after that, it is probably a toss-up between asthma and eczema, which is also very, very common, that itchy skin condition.
A lot of people say you can outgrow asthma. Is that true?
Yes, you can outgrow the symptoms of asthma, but often what happens, Lindor, is that as you get older, your body gets bigger and your lungs get stronger, so you have less problems because of your asthma, but you still actually got the asthma. So later when you get to be like 40 or 50 and your lungs are not being as strong as they used to be, those symptoms come back again. So yes, even though you can outgrow asthma, it can come back again later.
I think I have asthma because I was sent to Red Cross and the doctors said I have bronchitis and pneumonia and my left lung does not function. I had home oxygen in 2010, but I still get sick and admitted at the Red Cross. Do I really have asthma?
So that's a really, really good question, Lindo. The important thing about asthma, when we talk about asthma as doctors, is that it is a condition where you get a tight chest that comes and that it goes, and that it gets better when you breathe in special medicines to open up the lungs. It's not just a word for any problem with the lungs. It's not just a word for somebody who's got a bad infection that has hurt part of their lungs and that damage is there and it's permanent. So it sounds to me, if you say that you had a sickness and it was quite bad, and then your left lung has got a problem in it, that that's not asthma, it is another kind of chest disease, and I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. I come for my checkups every 3 months. Why do I have to come for checkups?
Well, it's really important if anybody has got any chronic condition that they go and see their doctor regularly, because the doctor is going to help them by seeing, is the problem getting better or is it getting worse? And the doctor should also help the person to be taking the right medicines. So another thing I do want to say, Lindor, is when you or anybody else goes to see the doctor, please bring all of your medicines with you to every single visit so that the doctor can see what pills or pumps or things that you've been using, how many of it you've been using, and if you know what the right times are to use all of those medicines. And then the doctor can help you as best as possible with the symptoms in your lungs.
Do you enjoy working with children?
Children? No, they're horrible, nasty things. No, I love working with children. They are awesome. Even when they're sick and they're a little bit grumpy, they are still wonderful to work with because children often are honest and they just say what it is that they feel. Whereas sometimes when you're working with adults, you don't really know what's going on in their heads. But children are cool.
What can a person do if he or she wants to be a doctor?
So if you want to be a doctor, you have to study hard in some of the subjects that you need for studying medicine. That's usually math, science, and biology. Those are the hard subjects that they want you to have. And then also, if you are somebody in grade 10 or 11 or 12 that wants to be a doctor one day, they also, if they look at to see if you've done help in your community, so if you've gone to a school or if you've done something like RX Radio, then all of those things will help you to try get into medical school.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Yes, I'd like to say that it's been awesome meeting you and that I've had such fun being here at RX Radio and that I think that you guys are the bomb.